This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from her Bella Vista office is Becca Martin Brown, the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome, Becca.
Siri, would you please tell Kyle that I'm not speaking to him?
All right. I know what this is about because one of your favorite people in the world is going to be at the Fayetteville Public Library, Henry Rollins, tonight, and I'll be on stage
and
with
you. And you get
him,
to be the MC.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair somehow. Did anybody ask me? No. No, they didn't. On the other hand, I've seen Rollins a bunch of times, and he's amazing.
What question would you want me to ask him?
Wow.
Now, think about that and get back to me.
I will. We'll come back around to that at the end of this.
Okay.
I do want you to count, because I think that there is a word that will get said more at the Fayetteville Public Library than any time before or after this. And I want to count from you.
Okay.
Because then you and I and all of our listeners who often wonder this will know exactly how many of those we give. If you don't know who Henry Rollins is, he was the front man for Black Flag. He's a speaker much like George Carlin, only I think with less intention to be funny and more to say things that are important.
Yeah.
And he will be at the Fayetteville Public Library at 6 o'clock tonight, line up at 5:15 to get in. And he'll be back in Arkansas for a show September 24th at Temple Live in Fort Smith. So if something goes wrong with your plan for today, put that in your books.
And our conversation tonight will touch on not just public libraries or punk rock, that's the title of his visit, but also technology, free speech, the First Amendment, disinformation, things like that.
If that's not your cup of tea, this whole weekend is jam-packed, so we've just got a calendar.
Okay.
At 6 tonight, you can go over to George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville, right around the corner from the library, and go to Happy Hour with Full House and stick around for a show at 9 o'clock with Funk Factory.
Going to be a big crowd there.
And Benton. Yeah. Well, and the kids are back, aren't they?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big crowd everywhere. If you're on the north end of the listening area, they're having Walker Landing Nights tonight at 6:30 at Crystal Bridges Museum, a free showing of the film The Labyrinth. In Springdale, the Jones Center is showing, as part of its Cinema Plus series, In the Heights, the film. They'll also have live music and a free kids activity and food, and all of it is free except for the food that you buy. If you're in Fort Smith, Annie is in its last weekend of performances at Fort Smith Little Theater. Showtime is 7:30 tonight. Tickets are $20. Back in Fayetteville, My Fair Lady, the touring production is wrapping up at 8 o'clock tonight at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. And in Rogers, Disaster, which is a jukebox musical based on the campy 70s disaster films, is in its last weekend, and it's at 8 o'clock tonight at Arkansas Public Theater, and tickets start at $25. On Saturday, how much time have we got? On Saturday, it's Chaffee Crossing Farmers and Artisans Market in Fort Smith from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., including food trucks and live music and all sorts of fun things. It's Elk Fest in Elkins at the Community Center, Bunch Park, the Public Library, the Wellness Center. And they're going to have a car show and a vendor fair and a dog show and food. That's from 8 to 4 tomorrow. There's an author visit at 1:30 tomorrow at the Fort Smith Main Library with Galen McBride Edwards, who is the author of Frankie, Nancy, and Rose on the Mountain. There's an author talk at 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Fayetteville Public Library, if it survives, with Doug Stowe, who is the author of Wisdom of Our Hands. He's a woodworker from Eureka Springs.
Oh, and I tell you what, he is just a wonderful person.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
And so fun to listen to.
Yes.
I mean, he makes beautiful things, but he also speaks beautifully about those things.
He does.
My Fair Lady at the Walton Art Center at 2 and 8 on Saturday. Earl and Them play at 6 o'clock tomorrow at Ozark Folkways. $10.
Yeah.
$10 for Earl and Them. Annie is on stage for the last time at Fort Smith Little Theater at 7:30 tomorrow. George's has something that's definitely different. The Hell's a Poppin' Circus Sideshow.
Oh, yeah. This is sword swallowing and
Yeah, this is things Kyle does not like.
Right.
8 o'clock tomorrow. Tickets start at $20. And the next to last performance of Disaster at Arkansas Public Theater in Rogers at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, it slows down. On Sunday, you can take your furry friends and go to the Springdale Aquatic Center from 1 to 3 for a pooch plunge.
That sounds fun.
It's a swimming day for dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And admission is a donation of some kind of pet food, something you take care of pets with. And then the last performance of My Fair Lady at 2 at the Walton Arts Center, and the last performance of Disaster at 2 at Arkansas Public Theater in Rogers.
I'll say this. If you're bored this weekend, it's not our fault.
No kidding. I've heard wonderful reviews of My Fair Lady. I've heard wonderful reviews of Annie. And I've seen Disaster. And it is so funny that your face hurts. But you get to talk to Henry Rollins.
Yes.
So here's the question.
Okay, excellent. Give it to me.
Why? Because he's roughly in our age demographic.
Right.
Why does he keep doing what he does? Why doesn't he throw up his hands and go live on an island somewhere warm?
I'm going to ask him that. So stay tuned. Okay.
Don't forget to count. I want to know how many I give.
Okay. All right. Becca Martin-Brown gives us a rundown every Friday, and we appreciate that. Becca, we'll meet back here next Friday. How's that?
I'll be here.